Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's March-April 2025 edition on page 13 and 14, entitled World of Good. Glad to hear it. Three stories to make your day by RD.com. Finding Andorra. In 2022, Brenna Denmark's gray pit bull Andorra went missing. Had Andorra been stolen from her backyard in Pensacola, Florida? Had she wandered off? Was she even alive? Denmark was heartbroken. 2 years later, and some 900 miles away in Enid, Oklahoma, Destiny Drews found a gray pit bull with no tags. She had it scanned with a microchip ID scanner, and a name popped up, Andorra. She filed an online found pet report, and from there linked up with the owner. Denmark and her husband pulled into Drews' driveway at 1 a.m. after driving 14 hours. Andorra approached Denmark tentatively, took a few sniffs, and then a tail wag. Soon she was on her back demanding belly rubs. They wanted their baby home. Drews told KFOR in Oklahoma, "I've never seen somebody love their dog so much." The accidental helper. When Burnsville, North Carolina was devastated by Hurricane Helene last September, pilots and government agencies seeking to help were given a number to call. It belonged to Stephanie Carlson, who lived 2 hours away, had nothing to do with emergency rescue, had never heard of Burnsville, and had no idea why she was getting the calls. But that didn't stop her from stepping up. She heard from FEMA, the FAA, the National Guard, even the Air Force. They were all looking to give or get information and assumed Carlson was the go-to person. Carlson wasn't, but she collected the information and shared it with the proper agencies, in some cases saving the lives of the people trapped in floodwaters. "We all have to do what we can in situations like this," she told WXII 12 News in Winston-Salem. The Music Man. Dave Fierzig, a University of Vermont music professor, has flown around the world giving piano concerts. But disturbed by his growing carbon footprint from all the air travel, he's sticking around Vermont playing free classical and jazz concerts in what he calls his Play Every Town project. That means he's driving his electric vehicle to every corner of the state, playing at 256 churches, meeting houses, cafes, and other small venues. Driving, not flying, has given him a deeper appreciation of the state, he told the Wall Street Journal. It's amazing to see what we have here. And one last little tidbit. Otis the Highland Steer, Westby, Wisconsin. "I was a city girl when I'd bought a small farm in Wisconsin. I'd posted on Facebook that I wanted some animals, and another farm offered to sell me a Highland calf. When Otis stepped off the trailer, he trotted right over to lean against me. He nearly sent both of us to the ground. He's 700 pounds of pure pizzazz, spunk, and fluff. He sprints laps around the pasture, getting so riled up, he kicks his legs out mid-gallop, and he tries to get me to chase him. Every holiday, he lets me dress him up as a reindeer, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, or anything I can imagine. When the camera comes out, he'll stand still and pose. The only thing he loves more than going on walks with me around the farm is playing tag. When the game is over, he lies down and lets me lean back against him. Then he'll curl up around me and rest his head on my shoulder. It's the best part of my day. I never imagined my life with a steer. And now, I can't imagine my life without one." Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a great week.